tagalongs. Amazingly, there are few leaders in life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Tagalongs. Amazingly, there are very few leaders in life. Little kids like to follow the big kids, which is the most natural thing in the world. Little kids like to follow the big kids. Little kids like to do what the big kids do. And this is true whether we are little kids in school or whether we are little kids in our offices, in our business, in our politics, little kids in any area of life. We just like to follow the big kids. Now, why do we like to follow the big kids? What is there about the big kids that makes them so desirable to be followed, even when they're not doing things that are really beneficial or exciting for us? Why do we like to follow them? Well, we like to follow them because we all like to have some sort of a goal, a model, a role for us to choose in life. And so we look to people who are excelling in certain areas and we go to follow them. If we think that we'd like to be a dancer, we go and follow people who are excellent dancers or who teach dancing who can show us the way to be more proficient as a dancer. If we want to be a musician, we go to people who are excellent in musicianship. They may be playing instruments, they may be playing many instruments. It's so interesting that people who are really thoroughly taken by music are taken by music in many ways. They don't just play the violin or the piano or the organ or clarinet and saxophone, or they play a dozen other instruments. They just play them all, because the art of music is the art of music. The tool of music is merely a way of showing music off in its different genre, in its different venues. And so the tools are really not the exciting thing. The art of music itself is the exciting thing. Music is what we want to learn, and along with learning music, because music is so exciting to us, we learn all of the tools with which we can produce music. Now, the same goes for our body. We are interested in dancing, and so we're not interested in just ballroom dancing, or we're not interested in just tango, we're not interested in just salsa dancing. We're interested in many types of dancing, because every kind of dancing expresses a certain avenue of the dance for us. Now, we look at a ballet dancer and we say, my, they are certainly very skilled. Well, actually, they're not skilled. They have learned the art of dancing. They have learned the art of dancing. The art of dancing is the ability to reflect what the music is saying and doing. And so now, really, the body is like a tool, like a piano or like a clarinet. And you merely learn to use the tool well. A ballet dancer learns balance, learns harmony, learns peace, learns to enjoy their body as an expression of the music, and they tingle through every part of their body as they let their body express what they think the music is saying. And the music is usually saying something quite romantic, quite beautiful, as their body projects it. Their body is not tense. They are very free. They are very balanced. They are very lovely in their appearance, even though they appear to be tense, to hold a pose. And the pose is merely a part of the music's triumph, the music's attitude. But the body is just a tool. Now, as we go through life, we look at bigger people, and they're the tool for us to be something. They're the tool for us to achieve something, to go somewhere. We don't look at them and say, gee, I wish I were that bigger kid. Gee, I wish that I could do all the things that the boss does or that some other person who has accomplished something does. We want to do what they do. We want to express our bodies, our minds, and our being with a skill that this other person has, with the skill this other person projects, with the skill this other person has mastered or is mastering. And that's why little children always follow the bigger ones, because the bigger ones are in the process of mastering many, many wonderful skills. The skill of talking, the skill of walking, the skill of being very blasé, the skill of being very sincere, the skill of being very competent and capable to do many things in a short time and do them well because you put your attention on whatever you're doing. There are many skills that we learn as we watch our elders, as we watch the older children, and as we watch other people who have accomplished things. They say if you want to learn to be a success, go to someone who is a success. All of the non-successful people will be very, very prolific in telling you how they were not successful or how not to be not successful. And only the people who are successful, they talk about being successful. They talk about what things are necessary to do to have a successful life. And the first thing that everyone mentions, whether it's a big kid, or whether it's a boss, or whether it's a successful person, they say, like yourself. And as you like yourself, you like to be with yourself. You like to associate with yourself, like the little kids like to associate with the bigger ones. And you like to associate with yourself. And as you like to associate with yourself, what do? Then you're associating with those who are successful in the area that you aspire to be successful in. You aspire to be successful in being a bigger person. You look at a person who is older than you. If you're 5 years old, you look at someone who is 7, and you say, my, aren't they wonderful? Oh, they are so wonderful. Well, 2 years gave them a little edge on you at being 5, and they practice these things, and they're probably not as good as their elder brother or sister or friend with whom they are making themselves a role model, and they are following that friend. And that role model friend is someone who they inspire. They instead inspire them, and that cause them to choose that path of life. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. We have to be very careful why we choose people as a role model. If we choose people as a role model, we can choose a criminal as a role model who steals from others and is rich because he steals. We can choose as a role model an entrepreneur, someone who's just filled with creative ideas and creative imagination. We can choose as a role model a steady, consistent businessman who does his work with skill, with genius, with care, but consistency, and just little by little builds. And he builds a strong and a stable business. You know, as we look at these things, we might look at this entrepreneur for a moment. An entrepreneur is a person who has many beautiful ideas flying through his mind, and he puts these ideas to work, and he puts them into process, and he becomes quite successful in them, becomes billionaire even. But what happens to him? What happens is he loses interest in his project, and he's got to go on to other projects because he is not that project. That project merely stimulated him to take it to perfection and to take it to success. But then he's got to go on to other projects. Now, the businessman, he has his life work is that business, and he puts himself into being a well-rounded person in that business. He puts himself into being a good employer, to having good products, to having good service. He knows the things that make up a good business. Now, that's beautiful. Now, many people who get married are not interested in having children. And more than we really realize, Those who like children have lots of them, and those who don't like children don't. Now, it's not that they have anything against children. It's just that they do not choose to take their lifetime raising a child and training a child and giving a child all the love that it requires to be a marvelous human being. Now, we really should admire people who don't have children and don't want children, because they are like the successful businessman who chooses what it is that is important for him. Now, if they choose to be married, are they a good husband or a good wife? Are they the ideal husband or ideal wife? Or are they just married because of having someone to care about them? You see, we live our life in many beautiful ways, in many wonderful ways. We have many role models. And we have role models of the older children. We have role models of people who are successful. We have role models of many things. Well, now, why do we choose them as a role model? Last night, Ellen was saying that the picture of Warren Buffett was so charming because he looks like such a friendly, sensible fellow who really is more of a father figure, if you will, than he is as a crass businessman. And perhaps that's what he is. He treats his work, his business, as his family. He treats his businesses, the many things that he works with, as his family. He couldn't leave them alone. He couldn't retire from them if he wanted to, because they're his family, they're his love. They do not give him tension. They do not give him upset. When he comes into a problem, he merely takes funds from one business and puts it into another. And he merely is a cash flow. He merely is he is not worried by what he has. He merely uses his skill more proficiently in any time that the business calls for it. Now, you might call that a very masterful being. And in truth, he is a very masterful being. Now, is he masterful in all areas of his life? Well, now, where are we to judge? Are you going to say that he should be a masterful father, he should be a masterful husband, he should be a masterful this, he should be a masterful that? Why are you saying that? You're judging it by your attitudes, by your expectations, by your desires. And everyone has different sets of desires by which to guide their lives. And we merely have to determine, are we encouraging, are we endorsing the desires that we have for life for ourselves? Or are we wishing they were being done by others? We can take these desires for life and we can call them the big children in our life. Our desires are our values. And as our values are basic, and as our values are the things that we do follow and we do live, then truly we are most marvelous beings. We are most remarkable beings. Little children like to tag along. They like to go along with it. You and I, we tag along too. But what do we tag along with? Do the little children tag along with leaders, with children who are children of quality? Parents say to their children, I don't want you to play with those children. They don't have our same values. Well, now, that's the most stupid thing in the world to say, because the children are going to say, oh, they don't? I wonder what their values are. What sort of things do they do? Hey, they do interesting stuff. Rather, as a parent, then to say to our children they don't have values, say, well, let's see what their values are. Are these the values that you want? Now, what about these values of these other children over here? Are they the values that you want? What kind of values do you want in your life? And, well, Mom, these are people. These are not values. No, these are values. Everything is a value. And everything we have in our life, we have there because it is a value to us. And when a parent can work with a child and help them to determine what values they want, the children will thenceforth go out and associate with children who have values similar to theirs. because now they will be looking at the children from another point of view, not good or bad, but do they have what I want? Are they my role model? They might be the role model in winning games, they might be the role model in winning friends, they might be the role model in doing this or that for a time. But without the real values that parents like to inculcate into their children, without the real values that parents teach their children from the time they're born, without real values which the parents themselves espouse and believe in and live, the children have nothing at all. So, if it's wise to teach our children values and help them to find role models in life that are their values, how much more important it is for us to do the same thing every moment of our day and determine what sort of things are we tagging along with. Are we tagging along with our values, or are we tagging along with the excitement of the moment? And if we tag along with the excitement of the moment, it can soon be lost, and we can soon find that we are missing out on a great many things. We have the choice, just like our children have the choice, just like everything in the world has a choice. And we have to say to ourselves, what is my choice? What are my values? And what am I tagging along with? I see you tagging along with everything that makes you happy, makes you fulfilled, and makes you joyous, being yourself and having fun. Every moment of your life, as it is with my life. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.